Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Well, it is time to learn how to escape your mind. Now, that's already an open-ended question. It's hard to even imagine what escaping your mind is and what is locking you down. And that's what I would like you to think about today. I'd like you to think about, as you're listening to my talk, what is locking you down? Is it your job, your finances, a relationship? There are so many things that shackle us, so to speak, in our lives. Well, we're all trying to escape something. And my name is Danny Z. I make a living as an escape artist. I literally unshackle myself or unlock something on a day-to-day basis. And that's how I'm proudly supporting my beautiful wife and six children. Now, I learned a great deal as I broke into the escapology realm. I didn't start that way. I started as a business person and I created a franchise and I went through the whole business aspect of life and I fell into the entertainment industry in a number of different ways. And I'm not going to get into those ways, but I will say it ended to where I am now as an escape artist, which is the most illogical thing that anybody think that their business or their jobs will evolve to is to hanging from a helicopter in a straitjacket. I mean, utterly ridiculous. But the truth of the matter is, as I started to evolve in this career, I recognized that escapology and escaping anything is very, very, how do I say it? It's very similar to what we deal with everything on a day-to-day basis. The truth is we're all trying to escape something. Now, I can say to you that sometimes trying to escape a job or a bad relationship is not unheard of. Sometimes trying to escape a financial situation, it doesn't matter how you look at it. The truth of the matter is you're trapped into a cycle that you're not happy about, and that's where we break down. So that brings me to my talk, Escaping Your Mind. You know, look at what you're struggling with right now. And I'll just take a job as how I'll start off this conversation. You have a job that you don't like. And the truth is, you work as hard as you can to get better at that job. And if you can, you get a better job, which really takes you from one office to a different office, which is really the same box that I'm trying to escape from. You're just going from one box to another box. It just pays better, I guess. And if you are unhappy with that building or the people you work with, you escape and go into a different building, a different place. And we just don't look at it as an escape. We look at it as a life change or an opportunity. We really look at that situation and say, I'm trying to better myself. I don't think that's an unreasonable thought. When I got into escapology, I recognized that I was only successful as an escape artist because I was following an order of operations. See, I don't imagine a lot of you know how to pick a lock, but the truth is we've all had a padlock or a lock, and we understand how locks work. And inside each lock is five or six cylinders with little pins. And when you slide a key into that chamber, it pushes those pins to different levels, and you utilize that key to lift those pins and turn the chamber in order to release from that issue. Well, that system works when you follow it. So I put a little pick in the front of that lock, I put a little bit of pressure on it, and then I put another little piece of metal in there, and I lift each cylinder until the lock releases. And if I'm able to do it in the right order of operations, if I angle it right and I do all of the things that I need to, that lock pops and I save myself, essentially. I escape the restraints that are holding me. Take a look at your own life. Take a look at how your life is affected by the locks and the shackles that slow you down or hold you down. The only way to escape them is to really follow that order of operations. And I think that that's where we get lost. I think that we add too much emotion and feelings into it, and we forget that those order of operations need to follow in order for us to achieve that success. So if you look at the relationship problem, the financial problem, the job problem, whatever you're looking at, if you look at it, the only way for you to really escape your mind and escape that issue or that problem is to follow the order of operations. Pick one chamber at a time until you're able to release it. You got to break down, you got to reverse engineer what the issue is. You have to take a look at the problem in front of you and say, what is it? I have a bad relationship. And if I take a look at the things that are causing my bad relationship, perhaps it's poor communication, perhaps it's bedroom issues, perhaps it's finances in the home, perhaps it's just the way you cohabitat. It could be a number of different things. If you try to escape all of them at once, it will never work. You have to break down each piece of that and pop each chamber, each portion of that one at a time in order to get through it. And that's really good advice, actually, in any relationship. I think that relationships fail, and the problems that we have in those relationships are because we're trying to solve everything at once. And it never works because you're only giving a little teeny bit of each of the problems. So if you break down in a relationship those chambers that you need to escape from and you pick one point at a time, I mean, you'll improve your relationship. You'll improve whatever you're doing. You've reversed engineered the problem into each specific spot and you pop one little piece of lock at a time until you're able to break it down. And I think that you got to attack it from different angles. You have to understand that you don't know what you're going into. When I pick a lock, I'm picking it blindly. The glasses are off. I really can't see what I'm doing and I have to feel it out. And when I break down that, the feeling of what I have to do has to be very specific and sensitive. And isn't that really how you should be looking at your relationship, your finances, your job? You should break it down to a very sensitive platform where you take your time and you look at each aspect of that and you give it the attention that it needs, knowing that you're going into it not knowing how little or how much you have to do in order to get past that. So the more I really applied that to my own relationships, my own financial issues, my own jobs, it changed the way I looked at it. But looking at it in that way wasn't enough. I had to take the emotion out of it. You see, when you consider a problem that you're dealing with, when you consider the emotions that go behind every aspect of things that you do, our emotions get in the way in so many ways. If you had a friend who had a problem, if you had a friend who had a relationship problem, and they called you for advice, you're not emotionally attached to what governs them in their relationship problems. When you take a look at their problems, you can look at it from an outsider's perspective and say, well, maybe you're not communicating well equally, or maybe you should try this. And when you look at a friend's issues, it's easy to see the answers because you're not blinded by the problem. Now, when we look at our own problems, we get all angry and we get concerned and we add an emotional baggage to how we're trying to solve our financial issues, our relationship issues, our job issues. We're emotionally attached to it. And because of that, we don't pick the locks carefully. We aggressively go at it and it never works. So when I applied those principles to my own issues, I guess if you'd like to say them, I recognized that I had to look at it from an outsider's point of view. I had to look at my financial irresponsibilities and say, if I was a friend, what kind of advice would I give you? And the truth is, some of my spending habits were poor. And a friend would say, why do you need to buy that? Or why would you do that? Where for myself, emotionally, I just wanted it, or I thought it was a good idea. When I look at my relationship issues with my wife or even my children, I'm emotionally attached to them. So to use my son as an example, I'm angry at my son because he stayed up too late, or he didn't get his homework done, or just problems that aren't real problems. But emotionally, I want him to become the best version of himself. I want him to be successful. So emotionally, I look at him and say, why aren't you doing better? When a friend would say, he's a kid, you know? Sit down and do the homework with them or talk to them. Don't get mad at them. So when I started to analyze my own problems from an outsider's perspective, I started to take the care that was required in order for me to pick each lock and to move past the chambers of what were holding me down. And I started to see success. Right away, I started to see the difference. I seen the relationship with my wife improve because I was calmer and thinking about things a little different. The relationship with my children. I seen my finances improve considerably. And I'd like to say I see my job improve, but I'm still hanging from a helicopter in a straitjacket. So that's not changed in any way. But the ideology behind detaching my emotions from the problems that I was trying to solve and taking the sensitive time to pick each point through made a significant difference. Now, what you're going to say to me is, Dan, how is that possible? How can I apply it to me? Because it sounds great in the way you describe it, but you telling me how I need to do it isn't the magic that I'm looking for. When I have to pick a lock, I have a pick. It's just a small pick. It's something in my hand, and I have it in my hand, and I'm able to stick it in that chamber, in that lock. I'm able to engage it in order to pop it. That's the whole idea behind it. I understand that. So when I looked at my problems, I wasn't looking at it the right way, because the pick that's in my hand picks the lock. What about the problems that were inside of me? I had to understand that the key is inside of me. The key is in your mind and in your heart and in your soul. And if you want to escape the things that are holding you down, if you want to escape the problems that are surrounding you, if you want to find a way to find the better yourself, then you have to take a look at the key within you and you have to escape from the inside. Because I don't have the words to change your life. I don't have the methodology that you need in order to get past that bad relationship, those financial issues, or that job that you don't like, but you do. You just didn't realize that you are looking for something secondary outside of the source when it's all in here. The key is in you. So I want you to accept and understand that you can do anything. The truth of the matter is you literally just have to apply yourself in that manner and try to find the key within yourself and try to pick that lock. Now, I think that when we listen to all the speakers that we have the opportunity to listen to in life, we all try to find inspiring ways to change you, to help you grow. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I think that when I listen to speakers, I'm looking for the same thing that you are. I'm trying to find something that just changes the way that I think, trying to find a way to improve myself. I think that I learn a little teeny bit from every single person that I hear. I think that I learn from everybody I read. And I think that communication and listening to others is certainly the key for me within. But I have to recognize it. I have to understand that when I take that information, I'm not a note taker. A lot of you are note takers. I'm not a note taker. I have to understand that when I get that information, I have to retain it. I have to put it in a folder within myself and I have to know that it's there. And I have to think about and apply myself right away to those principles. So learning a new technique or thinking about it only works if you apply those principles on a day-to-day level. So when you listen to my talk and how I share with you about reverse engineering an escape, so to speak, how does that apply to you? How do you look at your own life? And when you sit back at the end of today, after you've reread notes and tried to figure out what you're taking from everybody that's fantastic that you listen to, it only works if you start applying it immediately. The very first lock that I tried to pick was unbelievably a failure. I had the technique and I had the tools, but I wasn't taking the time, the patience, or I wasn't being sensitive enough to understand the chambers that were inside that lock. And I can remember very specifically that point. I was on my way to Rome in Italy to do a Got Talent, 2CQ Valis, it's called. It's like Italy's Got Talent. And they had called and asked me to do an escape. And they sent me the plane tickets And I was on a plane and I was watching YouTube videos on how to pick a lock. I had not picked a lock before. I had 9.5 hours to figure out how to pick a lock. And with the help of YouTube and a little piece of metal, 9.5 hours later, I was able to pick a lock. But I still had to apply that principle when I was shackled and locked in a box and lifted in a crane. And what I hadn't considered is the anxiety associated with it. Learning how to use a tool and use it properly, learning how to do a technique and understanding it, all of that is good. If you can learn how to do something and you can apply it to your life, that's great. How does that work under very, very stressful or specific issues? How does that work when you're under an extreme amount of pressure? And for me, I was under an extreme amount of pressure. I had about 1 minute to escape or I would die. And I made errors that cost me time. Now, luckily, because I'm talking to you now, I didn't die. But what does it cost you to not be prepared under the very worst situation? I wasn't prepared, and the anxiety and stress caused me to make errors. I want you to think about that. When you're dealing with one of these stressful situations that we've talked about, finances, relationship, job, whatever it is that is labeled that you're trying to escape from, we make the worst decisions under the most extreme stress. It's like the fight or flight. It's like one of those things where instead of pausing and thinking about it and trying to be sensitive for each chamber, you just run at it. That's what I need you to take from all of this, at least from me today, is you have to take your time. You have to learn to pause. I know that when I'm in a stressful situation, instead of reacting, I stop, I breathe, and I think just for a minute. I also surround myself with people who I care about and who care about me. And even if I think that I'm very, very confident in what I'm going to do, I ask somebody in case they see something that I don't. In the escape world, I could miss something so simple that could cost me my life. And surrounding myself with people who are looking from an angle that I wouldn't think to look from, they see where those mistakes could happen. So make sure you surround yourself with great people, which is why we are a part of the CLA, which is why all of these fantastic people have the opportunity to share their talks and share their knowledge, is because everybody's going to look at it sensitively from an angle that you normally wouldn't do that. And because of that, that's what makes us strong as a group. Now, I'm at the point now at I'm ending my career as an escape artist. I'm still doing it. I'm in LA doing it right now, but I need to transition and do the next thing. I need to change my life. And that's where the anxiety and stress comes from, because it's a brand new box. It's a brand new lock. It's a brand new thing that I'm trying to escape from. I'm trying to escape from a career as an escape artist. I'm trying to move forward as an author and a speaker. I feel like I've done enough ridiculous in my life that I should be able to share what I've learned with others. But it's stressful. It's stressful wondering if I'm in the right rooms. It's stressful wondering if I'm talking to the right people and sharing the right message. All of those things are impacting me. Now, I can throw a bunch of money at advertising or promotion, which sometimes works. I can surround myself with the right people, which I'm trying to do here today. But the truth is, I have to be sensitive to myself. I got to look for the key that's within me, and I got to see what shortcomings are preventing me from that growth. And then I got to take my time and look at each aspect of my life and try to figure out what I need to do to evolve to that next level. The hard part for me is I don't know what I'm doing. That's the hardest part of changing careers or growing, is not having a plan, not knowing what tomorrow holds. But you can't be afraid to take that step. And a number of years ago, I was in France doing France's Got Talent, and I had my daughter with me. And she was 12 years old, and daddy was going to be locked in a box and raised in a crane. And she said, while I was getting ready, she said, "Daddy, are you afraid to escape the box?" And I said, "No, honey, I'm afraid to step into it." I want you to think about that, because The order of operations are already in motion the minute I'm locked up. The minute I'm in the box, the minute I'm shackled and locked, my brain is already imagining picking each lock in an order of operations. I'm already imagining what I need to do in order to get out of it. The hardest part is stepping in, because when I step in the box, I have to put myself at risk or the people around me at risk. And I don't know what the outcome would be. I would like to think that I'm going to escape and be safe, but I don't know what's going to happen. So taking that first step, that first plunge, is the hardest step. So take a real long look at your life. Take a real long look at your finances, your job, your relationship, whatever hardships you have. And don't worry about the outcome, because once it starts, you'll go through the order of operations and you'll achieve the success that you need to. But get in that first step. Take that first step. Kind of force yourself to push yourself forward. Because if you see yourself as the end, in the end result, as a better version, if you see yourself stronger or financially more stable, if you can see what you need to achieve by going through those order of operations, the only thing that's preventing you from doing it is escaping your mind and taking that first step. Don't be afraid to escape the box. That's easy. It's so hard to step into it. So take a look at your life. Step into it. What's going to be your tomorrow? What are you going to get out of this talk and the other talks? And how are you going to apply it to the next chapter of who you need to become? And life is like a beautiful book. We write the pages on a day-to-day basis. We can decide what color the pen will be. We can decide what we choose to write and how we choose to live. But what we can't decide is how many pages are in that book. So because of that, I need you really to take a strong look at what you want to get out of today's page. Today is a wonderful day. And if every single day we literally take the pen out and write something fantastic, I can promise you it will be well worth the read. So I have to tell you that I am networking. I think that we all are. I want you all to know that you can find me at www.dannyz4z's.com, and you can just reach out to me. That email and that phone number on that website is really mine. So reach out and find a way to grow. And if I can help you grow, or if you can help me grow, we would make a fantastic team. But in the end, you got to have all of the tools in your toolbox. And I want you to remember that the key is within you to unlock the magic of your mind, to escape everything that's stopping you and preventing you from growing and being that best version. It's all about you. You can take our advice, but you have to take that first step. You have to get in that box and you have to go through those order of operations with the sensitivity of a locksmith. You got to be very careful. You got to address it on the right angle. You got to be super sensitive. You got to feel each chamber, each clip, and you got to know that where you're going is going to release you from whatever it is that's holding you back. Don't be afraid to ask questions. A network of people like the people that you're talking to right now, this type of network of people will open the door for you in so many ways. It's about reaching out and asking. It's about going outside of your normal level of comfort zone. It's about talking to a stranger like me and saying, what can we do in order to work together or grow as a business? So I can promise you that I reach out and look and listen and interact with everybody that are on these calls and these things. And I'm super proud to be a part of it. So when you get the chance, please reach out to me and understand that every single person on this call and in this group socially are somebody that you need to have a coffee with and somebody that you need to grow with. And if you can do that, you will escape absolutely everything that slows you down and confines you in life. I am Danny Z, and it's a pleasure having this time to talk with you guys. And reach out to me. I challenge you.
thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.